To most Floridians, manatees are cute, docile creatures that hang out in crowded springs and often get too close to boats, or rather, boats get too close to them. But down on the other side of the Florida Straits, manatees face a different set of threats, including the dinner table. WSF Steve Newborn recently tagged along with a Sarasota-based conservation group on an expedition to Cuba to find out how manatees are doing in those waters. We'll feature highlights of that trip on Florida Matters this afternoon at 6:30. In this preview, Steve takes you on board for a look.
When we sight something, we're going to be, the front of the boat is 12 o'clock, okay? So we'll go manatee one, 9 o'clock.
We're on a diving boat on an uninhabited tributary deep in Punta Francis National Park. It's on the Isla de la Juventud, the Isle of Youth, a hurricane-shaped landmass in the Caribbean. It's the southernmost part of the Cuban archipelago, about 180 miles south of Key West. Here, it feels like the end of the earth. We're the only people around for miles.
Coming up, you can see them. Coming up. Three noses are all up. Fourth nose getting ready to come up.
One behind it to the right?
Yep.
Okay.
Spotting manatees here is an exceedingly rare sight. It's just about as rare for American tourists to be in the country, let alone in a national park that's off limits even to most Cubans. That political gulf is being bridged by Sea to Shore Alliance, a conservation group based in Sarasota. Its executive director, James Powell, known to everyone as Buddy, has developed a relationship with the University of Havana. He's been spotting manatees here for nearly 20 years.
And what we're looking for right now are just little swirls of water or manatee coming up to breathe. And so we're just trying to stay very, very quiet, looking for a little nose to pop up or just a slight disturbance on the water.
In Cuba, you round a bend in a river and all you see is a splash of a tail fin going straight down at the first sign of humans. There's a good reason for that, says Jorge Angulo, a professor at the University of Havana's Center for Marine Research.
People kill them to eat. As soon as they hear any human noise, they just...
Right there, come up.
Over there. 12.
Yep. That's Mike Dunn, one of a group of about a dozen people on this first-of-a-kind fact-finding trip. He's used to seeing manatees a little closer than this, skippering a charter boat in Crystal River.
Where we're from, manatees come to us here. As soon as they even hear a noise of a person or a boat, they're gone. They know they're endangered.
5 centuries ago, Christopher Columbus first wrote that the waters around the island were swimming with manatees. Since then, the slow-moving creatures have been easy pickings for fishermen looking for a meal for their family. Now, no one really knows how many are left. Anne Marie Alvarez Alaman of the University of Havana has been researching the mammals for a decade. She says there may be 500 to 1,000 manatees on an island with more than 2,000 miles of coastline.
That's what I want to happen here in Cuba, that people can understand the value of this species. Because unfortunately, right now, they are seen as meat. So I'm hoping in my project to raise awareness through education so people can see manatees as special animals that they need to protect.
That's where Sarasota-based Sea to Shore Alliance comes in. They're helping researchers like Alaman and Angulo get the resources to do a detailed study of just what lies beneath the water. Angulo says their hope is that by opening up Cuba to well-heeled Americans, ecotourism could provide an economic incentive for fishermen not to think of manatees and sports fish only as dinner.
Because very soon, we're going to have plenty of American fishermen coming down here. But if we have the scientific information before, then we're going to be ready to withstand the possible impact of that flood of tourists.
President Obama has been pushing for a thaw in U.S.-Cuban relations, moving to relax restrictions on tourism. So the hope here is that flood would bring a lot of Yankee dollars, possibly giving these gentle creatures a fighting chance. I'm Steve Newborn in Tampa.